A first-hand account of the Navy SEAL mission that killed Osama bin Laden arrives in bookstores tomorrow, a week earlier than originally scheduled. The co-author of the book, No Easy Day, who goes by the pen name Mark Owen, spoke with 60 Minutes.
This book is not political whatsoever. It doesn't badmouth either party. You know, if these crazies on either side of the aisle want to make it political, shame on them. This is a book about September 11th, and it needs to rest on September 11th, not be brought into the political arena, because this has nothing to do with politics.
The Pentagon says this author, who's now identified as retired Navy SEAL Matt Bissonnette, violated official agreements not to reveal military secrets, and he should have submitted that book for pre-publication review. To delve into the culture of Navy SEALs and the ramifications of this book, we turn to Dan Tocci. He's a former member of SEAL Team 2, and he's current president of the New England chapter of the Association of Former SEALs. Don, thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Well, the Pentagon apparently sent a letter to Matt Bissonnette or Mark Owen telling him that he's under investigation because of this book. What do you think could happen to him?
I think he could spend some time in jail. I mean, if you signed an agreement saying that you wouldn't be letting out any kind of secrets, you could serve some jail time.
Now, since the SEALs were founded 50 years ago, it has been understood that they don't talk about what they do. Aside from military secrets that might carry jail time, they're supposed to be sort of this closed society, really. So are you hearing from others who are talking about this and talking about what Bissonnette has done here with this book, or are they not talking about that either?
Because it's just out. And no one's had a chance to read it. I mean, matter of fact, I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and guys were mentioning this guy and how can he do this and what do you think he's leaking out and stuff like this. So, I mean, until we actually read this book, we don't know what he's leaked out. We don't know what he said about other SEALs. I mean, the worst thing is to put the teams in a bad light.
So from what you've heard from these excerpts of the book, what is most surprising then? Is it the details then of the Osama bin Laden shooting or the shooting of other members of the bin Laden family, apparently? Or what at this point, and again, you haven't read the book, but what seems to resonate with you the most or concern you the most about this book?
Well, I think if he starts saying what other SEALs did and what he went in and he saw, you know, I was the second guy in the room and I saw this happen. Okay, when you write that down, it's all in what they call the eye of the beholder. You don't know what happened prior to this. You walk in and there's a whole mess of dead people on the floor. Well, you walked into that situation. They're already laying there. You have no idea what happens. And then you assume, which is not a good thing to do, and then you write what you assume. And that's bad.
So, in other words, you weren't a leader of this organization. You're trained to work as a team. You're one member of a team, and you're only saying what that member's observation is, and you may not know the reasoning behind it or all of the events around those circumstances.
That's
so it isn't
correct.
A complete picture.
Rogue Warrior was written by Dick Marcinko. It's one of the first books. And, by the way, Dick Marcinko was the founder of SEAL Team 6. And when he was, before SEAL Team 6 came around, he was fighting, he was in Vietnam. He went into the water off this one boat, and, you know, he was in the boat, and he goes into the water, and then the gentleman who was running the boat, they started getting fire. People were shooting at them. They move off. Dick comes up, looks around. He said, "Those cowards, they left me here." Well, that wasn't the reasoning behind that. The reasoning was to make sure they would stay safe in the water, and then when they come back, they could pick them up because they didn't know, the enemy did not know that he was in the water. So it's the eye of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So he comes up and says, "Cowards." The other guy says, "You know, we saved your life."
Don Tocci is a former Navy SEAL. He's president of the New England chapter of the UDT SEAL Association.
That's correct.
That's known as the Underwater Demo Team SEAL Association. And on September 16th, they're holding a fundraiser called Frogs for Freedom in Plymouth, Mass. To raise funds for the Navy SEAL Foundation. Don, thanks very much for being with us.
You're very welcome.